With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A few hours after violent clashes between pro-Israel and pro-Hamas protesters began at UCLA, police are finally on the scene. They were welcomed by pro-Israel supporters chanting USA, USA. The violence overnight follows pro-Hamas protesters preventing Jewish students from entering campus and from using the library. Prior to the fighting, pro-Israel supporters held signs in front of the Hamas supporters that read, "Hamas and supporters are not welcome on native land, and Jewish students are welcome on native land." While they held the signs, a loudspeaker played the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem on loop. Law and order is reestablished at New York's Columbia University.
Columbia University says, quote, after the university learned overnight that Hamilton Hall had been occupied, vandalized, and blockaded, we were left with no choice, unquote. In addition, school officials say, quote, the decision to reach out to the NYPD was in response to the actions of the protesters, not the cause they were championing, unquote. Officials also say, quote, we have made it clear that the life of campus cannot be endlessly interrupted by protesters who violate the rules and the law.
Andrew Stewart reporting. The government's looking to challenge patents.
The Federal Trade Commission is challenging patents on 20 brand name drugs. On the list is the weight loss injection Ozempic. There's also drugs for diabetes, asthma, and other respiratory conditions. The FTC claims certain patents filed by Novo Nordisk, GlaxoSmithKline, AstraZeneca, and seven other companies are inaccurate or misleading. The Biden administration is targeting pharmaceutical industry practices that drive up the price of prescriptions.
This is SRN News. Female travelers are finding refuge in religious institutions.
The vast majority of women say they feel somewhat unsafe when taking trips alone across Europe and the United Kingdom. But they are discovering that many of the numerous monasteries, abbeys, and convents across the region offer accommodations to travelers. Monasteries.com, which brokers such accommodations, says religious institutions, quote, provide low-cost city center stays in some of Europe's most visited cities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill that would require universities to be monitored by the federal government. Congressman Richie Torres and Mike Lawler, a Democrat and Republican, have introduced a measure that would allow Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to the campuses of colleges and universities. They would chart anti-Semitic acts and oversee the school's response. This is SRN News. A warning from the feds.
The FBI says scammers stole more than $3.4 billion from older Americans last year. That report shows a rise in losses through increasingly sophisticated tactics to trick the elderly into giving up their life savings. Investigators are warning of a rise in brazen schemes to drain the bank accounts involving sending couriers to collect cash or gold from the victims. Jason Walker reporting.
The nation's leading mobile carriers are being hit with hefty fines by the FCC for illegally sharing access to customers' location data without consent. The FCC says T-Mobile's being fined more than $80 million, AT&T more than $57 million, and Verizon just under $47 million. They're also issued a $12 million fine for Sprint, which was purchased by T-Mobile. More details at srnnews.com.